I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Acts 18, we read that Paul leaves Athens and goes to the city of Corinth. It is here that he meets Aquila and his wife Priscilla. Paul begins to work alongside this couple as a tent maker, while he also spoke every Sabbath, trying to reason with the Jews and the Greeks about Jesus. Later, Paul was joined by Silas and Timothy, who came from ministering in Macedonia. For a year and a half, this group worked together to establish a church in Corinth. After that time, God moved them back towards Caesarea. Aquila and Priscilla stop in Ephesus, where they meet Apollos. I love how God brings fellow workers alongside us for the work that He has for us to do. Tent makers, evangelists, teachers, and servants are all part of the team that the Lord used to start churches all over Greece, Syria, and the Roman Empire. And He used Luke to write all this down so that we can learn and be encouraged. No matter who we are, or what job we hold or once held, God can use us too. Like Paul, who devoted himself to the Word, solemnly testifying that Jesus was the Christ, verse 5, we also can testify about Jesus Christ, the Lord. Like Paul, we can meet with others to help strengthen them in their faith. Like Apollos, we can work to be mighty in the Scriptures, to share the truth with others. May we also be fervent in spirit as we speak and teach the Word. And sometimes, we will need to be like Aquila, who explained the way of God more accurately, which equipped Apollos to go and help greatly those who had believed through grace. That is why it is so important to be part of a family or a body of believers. They can come alongside you and pray for you, to strengthen you when you are weak, to pray for you, to have wisdom when you are confused, to encourage you by the Word of God. I'm so thankful for my church family and for prayer partners who have shared my burdens, especially through times of trouble. Father in heaven, I praise you and rejoice in your love and your grace towards us. I pray for my family and my church family that we may be faithful to trust you with all our hearts and lean on you, not on our own understanding. May we acknowledge you, know that you are here in our lives to lead us in all our ways. We know we can do nothing without you, Jesus. You are our rock, our hope, our provider, and you will never leave us or forsake us. Be glorified in your people, in your church today. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, caccma.org.